This is a Dice World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Well, hello there. I'm Andrew from Pants Pending Studios, and I want to share with you from the good book of never-ending random discussion.
Again, I trust you are putting your valuables in the center of your living rooms as previously instructed. Good Lord, I hope that's previously instructed.
The never-ending random discussion is a collection of funny and interesting people sitting down to be random.
Why is she naked?
Those eyes are so piercing.
It's...
I forgot that she had tiny little animal eyes, like beady little black eyes. Oh dear God.
Why is she... Why is she covered in frosting? That's weird. That's like a cake thing. That's not for donuts.
It's your favorite flavor.
Anything can happen, and anything does happen. Not that I'm sexist, but kitchens need to stay in women. I went with it.
Kitchens need to stay in women.
That's
Andrew Reisenhuber, 2016.
Find the show at celebrategeek.com/nerd. Tune in and thank me later. Pants pending.
You're now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
Like, I'm so close to sexual assaulting you that I will pay $40 for a two-minute lap dance. Like, that's how close to sexually assaulting you I am.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Dice World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, comedian Folger Emerson. With Jay Mitz on the news, I'm producer Travis Swartout. And now your host, restoring the placenta, Dice Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am your host, Dice. Thanks for hanging out for another episode. Jay is not with us yet. She'll be joining us shortly, but in studio, Traz, as always. Traz, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing excellent.
Good to see you, man. And our guest tonight, comedian Folger Emerson. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How'd you say that?
I struggled. I was going to say comic. I struggled to say comedian. I was just going to say Folger Emerson is here.
Is that spelled C-U-M?
Yeah, comedian.
We're just going to do a dick joke like the first 30 seconds.
In. we're gonna talk to Folger here a little bit and get us some news. We got a couple things to chat about. We are hot off a night last night of doing comedy at the Riddler again. Folger was there. That was a killer night. Folger did a great job. Everyone killed it. That room's amazing, man. I'm loving that room. If you haven't been down there, come down to the Riddler at 718 West Riverside Avenue in the heart of Spokane, downtown Spokane. Every Sunday at 8 p.m. we host the Social Hour Comedy Showcase. And now, you, the audience, if you come down, you're going to be able to help decide who's going to be the headliner the following week. We're going to do a vote at the end of the show, and we're going to let you guys participate and find out who you want to see the following week. So, Folger, what did you think of that room?
That was a great room. It's definitely a hidden gem in Spokane. Yeah. Just so classy and such trashy comics you had up
right
there.
Yeah, I know, right? It's a mix. It's like, I feel bad sometimes because it's such a nice place, and then be like girls will just go up there and just be like, just play with my clit just for like an hour straight of just clit comedy.
It's like taking your kids to grandma's house. She's got like the spoons on the wall, and she's very religious, and they're just little shitheads, and they just ruin this nice house.
But, right.
I mean, they were drunk, just like the comedians were.
Yeah,
so.
And she makes you put your balls on the spoon, just like Graham always did.
It's the weirdest medicine I've ever had.
The last week, literally last week, this spoon tastes tangy. Last week, literally right before I got up on stage, like, The owner was talking to me about how much he loved the Eagles, and like the Eagles are great, and we're like, there's like Glenn Frey song playing in the background. And the first comic that goes up, just completely unrelated to this conversation, just starts to shit all over the Eagles and how much they hate the Eagles. And I'm like, like, of course, the very first comic for, like, had no clue of the conversation we had. About
who was the comic? Out of towner?
No, I think it was, was it Josh Tieford? Or was it, who was on? God, I don't even remember.
I've never heard any Eagles jokes.
Yeah, it was just, I think it was just random.
Wait, the band or the football
The
team?
Band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the band.
That's way different.
So, but yeah, it's a great room. Come check it out. So I've been trying to hang out at the Riddler more, kind of, you know, show my face, support the place. And it's, you know, they've been good to us, and it's an awesome venue. But I was there Saturday night. Traz was there. I saw Traz. He was serving bar, slinging the drinks. And one of the guys that works there, Kristen, right?
Yeah.
Who's a super nice guy. He's a great guy. Super
he's our
nice
piano player.
Yeah, he's a fantastic, super talented. And he comes up to me. We start chatting, and he's like, "Hey." So in between songs, he's like, "What do you think? You want to go up there and like do 10 minutes?" And I'm like, I can, Kristen. I'm like, you know, the raging narcissist in me is like, yes, yeah, everyone look at me and let's pay attention to me and let me tell you my stupid jokes. That was in my head. I'm like, and I go, but you know what? I go, maybe, and you know, they've got the piano players and these gorgeous women that work there that are just super talented singing. And it's a great time, and the crowd's dancing and loving it. And I'm looking at this scenario. I'm like, this is a fucking nightmare. I'm like, you can't stop that and have me go up there and do comedy and then like get that rolling again. Like, everyone's gonna look at me and be like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, you're not cute and you can't play the piano. Get off the stage, funny boy. Like, what a fucking nightmare.
That's like a nightmare when you're, like, eating sushi and then the waiter comes over and, like, have you been enjoying your delicious sushi that you've been paying a lot of money for? Because we're going to take a urinal band-aid and put it right in the middle. Right.
Exactly.
Something that should not be there.
That doesn't seem like it should be there at all. It's like when you get a hooker in Vietnam and you stick your hand down their pants. Like, that should not be there at all. There's extra stuff down there. But I'm like, it wouldn't have even mattered what I was saying. I could have been the funniest or least funny guy in the world, and like, they would have been so angry. And like, I nicely explained, I'm like, listen, if you really want me to, I can. But I go, look at everyone out there. They're having fun. They're dancing. They're having a great time. Like, just, you know, just let them do their thing. People get confused. They need like a, you know,
fluffer is the word.
Right. They can't switch. They can't toggle back and forth that quick.
It's like
people aren't that pliable.
And that's I think shows a lot of discipline for you as a comedian. Because like, what's the country song? Like, you gotta know when to hold.
Yeah,
up,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Know not when to tell dick jokes.
Right. Exactly. That old the gambler.
But yeah.
Oh, what's his
Kenny
name?
Rogers?
Kenny Rogers. Yeah. That I the narcissist in me is like, sure, I'll tell jokes anytime, anywhere. You put a microphone in my hand. But I'm like, I'm not going to be the one responsible for killing this your Saturday night. Like,
yeah. That definitely would have.
And oh, for sure. And then he goes, and then we keep talking. He goes, okay. And I'm like, just let him have fun. So we keep chatting for a while. And he goes, what do you think? You want to go up there and do like 5 minutes in between sets? I'm like, oh, you know, like, listen, that's probably like people like music or comedy. I've done festivals and like I've done shows where it's a combination of both. You can't do back and forth. And we go back and forth for a while. We talk about it and then we move on and decide we're not going to do it. And then a couple minutes later, he asks me again. He goes, hey, so. What do you think? Do you you want to go through and do like 3 minutes? And I'm like, what is three minutes even?
This is like the most Jewish MC ever.
Like, yeah, just take 3 minutes. Don't do it. I mean, you can do it if you don't. Yeah, if you don't want to, I guess you can disappoint your mother.
What's your class like? If you had to, what if he like came up to me and he's like, one joke, just tell one joke, and
one
you have to like,
joke.
Do you have one classy joke?
Oh
like,
man,
just tell one joke.
Oh, I would probably, I'd have to tell like my worst best joke.
Hey, but it's got to be your classiest joke. You're in a classy
That's
place.
The thing. I don't have any classy jokes. You've seen me do comedy.
Usually I'm pretty shit-faced by the time you get on
No
stage.
One's paying attention.
If you did comedy holding a mirror that was pointed at me, then I'd watch
Right,
you.
Exactly. I'll just wear a mask, a Folger mask, like next time I'm up there, like I'm hot, looking like I'm doing comedy. But I'm like, what even is 3 minutes? Like, I can't get over there and do that's like two jokes, and then that's like being the guy who like is the streaker at Wrigley Field who like jumps out of the field at the top of the fifth, you know, when or like the.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to be funnier than that.
Yeah, that's hilarious. So I'm like, this is a nightmare. This is not. I can't do this. So finally, he moved on. So I'll just shout it out up there when I go up to play piano. I'm like, that's a great idea. You should do that.
Why don't you tell me your joke and I'll tell it on stage?
Yeah. Like, can you imagine though? What a nightmare. That's just the worst. Because I mean, who's gonna? Everyone's just gonna be like. Boo! Boo! And maybe if I held a tambourine and had a musical jokes or something, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe Michael Gladsmeyer could come in and do some.
That's different. Yeah, exactly. He plays a guitar. Yeah. I mean, he's at least entertaining. You can dance to it, but it was. But I mean, God bless him. His heart was in the right place. He wanted to help promote the night, and he wanted to help promote us and what we're doing.
Maybe
so.
He wanted people to leave though.
he's like, get these people the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it was a long weekend. We're all trying to get out of here.
If you go tell some terrible jokes, this might end quicker.
They just leave if they saw a Mexican on stage.
It's like, we're being robbed. I think our news girls are. God, she makes a lot of noise for a tiny lady. It's those goddamn stripper heels. So anyway, but yeah, come down to the Riddler. Great spot. Lots of fun. So, hey! Hi. Look who it is.
Where's the rest of your clothes?
Yeah, did you lose them in the fire of your apartment?
Was your stove on? Hold on. Let's take bets. So I'm saying the stove was not on.
So I'm saying, okay, hold on. Jay, let's give the listener some context. Jay pulled up to my house in a pristine Honda CRV with absolutely no dents down the side of it. Hold on. With absolutely no dents down the side of it.
It has character.
Yeah, character.
You can only say that.
So did Ray Rice's wife, I guess.
my butthole's got a lot of character because it's been beat up too, but
pounded.
I don't know about bragging about it.
Pounded relentlessly. And she's like, I gotta go. I think I left my oven on. I'm like, Jay, you've never cooked a thing in your life.
Shut up. I made a tuna sandwich.
So you, you don't need the oven for that.
I toasted the bread.
So translation, she forgot her purse at Subway.
Right. So now she's back. We're going to take bets on whether she... her oven was on or not.
And that's because that's like a 50-50 chance. I think we should have taken bets on what was actually left on because I'm going with vibrator.
Yeah.
That's battery powered. That wouldn't burn down the apartment.
Yeah, but batteries are expensive.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
And Lord knows yours
so
has
gas.
Wheels on. Yours has wheels and like a lawnmower handle on it.
For your gas powered
dildo.
No, car
gas.
It's diesel.
My serious really HP. Echoing.
Did you get a 4-stroke? Because you don't have to mix gas. And oil.
Yeah, that's a little better.
Okay. My guess is that you don't actually even have an oven.
Do you think I just live on the streets?
Well,
you look like you work on the streets.
I look really nice. For context, I'm wearing some delightful jean shorts. Yes. That's appropriate for the weather. It's like
they're,
80
they're
degrees.
Knee length.
Yes, they're very conservative. And
they're
the,
like culottes.
A lovely little brown shirt.
Brown shirt, yes.
Yeah.
You look great.
Thank
so does
you.
Your personality.
Thank you.
So
I have like this really sadistic ritual that I do every time I leave the house. I like have to clear each room audibly.
Yeah.
Like I'll start in the bathroom and I have to look and make sure that there are no appliances on, and then I'll clear that room and then I'll clear the bedroom and then the living room and then the kitchen. And I forgot to do the kitchen, which drive me fucking
that's like
crazy.
That's like. You should be a member of like a slut SWAT team.
What?
Like, room clear.
Why? Why does it have to be a slut SWAT team, Folger?
Because a normal woman is not going to be on a SWAT team. Like, that's a man's world. I'm sorry.
So only slutty women can be a part of a man's world?
No, if actually a slut SWAT team, it should be twat's team.
Slut SWAT team. That sounds like the best porn series ever. Find that dick. Was it on?
Yeah, was it on?
What do you guys think?
I think it was
on. I think it was definitely not on.
Tress?
I think it was off.
So you all think it was off?
Yeah.
Drum roll, please.
Hold on.
Not your fucking chest, Folger. Jesus Christ.
Well, I can beat some. Nah, I'm getting way too perverted.
Okay,
I
know. Let's see. Okay, hold on.
Cool your jets, man.
Hold on.
I wore pants today. The answer is, the only guy wearing pants.
Was Jay's oven actually on?
Well, Deez, the oven was... It was off.
It was off. It was off.
It was so frustrating.
It was off. Perfect.
It was off.
Thank you. Probably just went to the bar and got a shot and came back.
Yeah, because that's the only way I can deal with you, asshole.
We gotta talk about the Mystery Dinner Theater.
Oh yeah. That was cool. That was really cool.
So I'm sorry I missed it. I wanted to go. I had to work till 6. But I saw some pictures, it looked like a lot of fun.
Soldier
told me about
time.
It last night a little bit. You guys got to go to a mystery dinner science.
No, none of
murder,
that.
Murder, rape theater. They should do a murder rape theater, not just a murder theater, like a mystery murder. It should be a mystery murder rape.
In that
where
order,
you have to test DNA and stuff like that.
We need everyone to surrender their forks.
Right, you have to like pull pubic hairs. Gross. There's like rape kits involved.
Ted Bundy the musical.
Yeah,
you find Mrs. Green's panties involved.
Right.
Oh my God. No. So it was a Casablanca themed fundraiser event, so it was out at Feltz Field, which was really cool because they had hangar planes flying around. It was just a really cool venue. And so basically, Folger, myself, and three other actors, incredible people.
Not an actor.
Other actors. I got Jay slid herself in the end.
Three other people who sign up for free booze.
Three other actors.
I had like six.
Three other actors. So basically, what we had to do was just come in the guise of 1940s style individuals and then interact with the guests while kind of improvising these roles. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
It sucked because like we'd walk up to people and be like, "Hey, Sonny, this is your first time at Rick's?" And they're like, "What? What are you talking about? We're in a..."
Like, what are you doing?
Right.
We're in an airport hangar.
Like, are you guys?
They eventually figured out that they're like, "Oh, this is a part of the play."
Yeah.
It was great. They had like rows of free cocktails. They were serving Manhattan sidecars and French 75s.
Oh,
so it was like a classy thing. Then afterwards, we all filed into the dining hall. There was scenes from Casablanca throughout the three-course dinner. And
some from Terminator 2.
Yeah,
that was weird. That wasn't really fit. That was just oddly put in. It seems out of context.
Rick just transformed into a dog.
It was the final dance scene from Dirty Dancing spliced in there.
The abortion scene. That was the murder.
That was
there an abortion scene in Dirty Dancing?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Is that the one where Kevin Bacon saved the town?
That's
Footloose. Oh, wow. I like how I correct you with the wrong fact.
Wait, is that...
Footloose. It is Footloose, you're right.
Flashdance is...
Patrick Swayze.
He's a trucker.
He's a trucker with...
There was like this weird stage in the 80s where they were really into
dancing. Lots of dance. The majesty of dance.
Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, we had myself and the other actors, we had our own table.
And Folger.
Which also included a bottle of red and white wine. So now we're all pretty plowed.
Yeah, when you mix red and white wine, it turns into pink wine.
just get gay wine.
So at the very end of the event, though, they had an auction to help raise money.
All right, I'll take over on the story now. No, because you're going to tell it wrong.
I'm not going to tell it wrong.
You're
going to
tell
it
wrong.
Dude.
No, it's my story.
No, excuse me, are you the one who...
Don't ruin it!
I'm not going to.
You almost...
Shut the fuck up.
Just shut her mic off.
Folger, this is my story. This is my story. Anyways.
Well, I heard this story, so now I can gauge who told it better now.
Okay, good. So anyways, it's the end of the evening, and I'm about... Well, all of us are about like 4 or 5 cocktails deep, and we've polished up a bottle of red and white wine. And
some
so
delicious
the,
couscous.
Yeah, and the food that didn't really soak up the alcohol. So now they're starting this auction. It starts with, you know, more moderate things like a 3-day trip to Coeur d'Alene Resort. And that sold for like $7,000. It sold for a lot of money. And so it was working up to these really nice things. Like one was a trip to Tuscany. One was like a 7-day African safari. So now I'm drunk and I'm like, haha, like I want to participate in this.
Hold on, you're missing it on because like everyone at our table was scared to hold up the thing. They gave us like papers with numbers.
Yeah, we had
and I just would do it randomly because I knew somebody, I would like try to do it first. Mm-hmm. And I knew somebody would outbid me. And so Jay was like, oh, I really want to do that. I'm like, all right, the next thing that's up, you know, we'll get it started.
Yeah, which I thought was the trip to Tuscany. So obviously the trip to Coeur d'Alene Resort just sold for like $6,000. I'm like, all right, I'm going to bid low. So bidding starts like 500 or 600. And so I raised my ballot at $1,000. I'm like, okay.
This oh my, is- no, it was 600.
Oh shit. No, it was 800.
No, oh my God. This is why I needed to tell the story.
Maybe have you not been constantly interrupting me?
Because I was the first one to bid on it.
Can you just mansplain this whole story for me, please?
What the fuck is mansplaining?
Shit. Oh no, you did.
Oh, does mansplaining mean telling the truth?
Anyways.
Wow.
Anyways, so I put my ballot up. I put my ballot up.
You put your ballot.
Ballot's not. Oh my God.
And I win. And now I'm like, oh, fuck. They're like, ah, it's better sold. And I'm like, oh, well, for a second, I'm like, holy shit, did I actually just win a trip to Tuscany? Yeah,
did I win a trip? Yeah. No, you bought a trip to Tuscany.
It was $700. She got it for $700.
So $700. I'm like, that's what I said. I was like, this is a fucking steal. And then they're like, yo, free. Well, not free. Yo, won the Tuscany golf bag. And I'm like, wait, what? On the page right before the Tuscany trip was a Tuscany golf bag.
Tuscany golf bag? Just like a more pretentious golf bag?
Yes, a more pretentious golf bag. Golf bag, so I'm like, oh no,
want to like passively aggressively.
So no, they're coming over, they're like wanting to get my info. I'm like, no, like one, I don't even golf. Two, I'm didn't even pay to be here. I'm just like a poor shitty actor.
I'm only here for the drinks.
I'm not even an actor.
Yeah, no, like I'm like, please, like let me go. I cannot afford this. And so they took pity on me and they didn't make me pay for.
So
the
did
golf
they like
bag.
Re?
No,
did they?
They didn't
re-bid on it or re-auction? No.
No. Oh, so it was just like a dud item then.
Oh boy! Wow. Way to go, Jay. You really
I apologize to the horse, the host, though.
The horse. Listen, you whores. I'm sorry. You post a shitty party and got me hammered.
I apologize to the host afterwards, and he's like, it's okay.
The host bought it. He's like, I wanted to buy it, so he was like, I'll buy it.
He's like, it auctioned off for $20.
That's probably how much it was worth. I bet it's
It didn't even have clubs in it.
Just a bag.
Thinking of like Rodney Dangerfield's bag in Caddyshack that had like booze in it and like a sound
like preloaded.
System. Yeah,
that sounds better.
Yeah, that sounds way better. But I didn't have to pay for it, so that was good.
Good job.
And had a lovely evening. Got a bunch of free booze,
fantastic.
Free food.
Fantastic.
So
well, good.
We probably cost that place $700.
I had to work till 6. I think I didn't leave work till like almost 6:30.
Jesus.
Night.
Okay, that's fair. So they're gonna have another one in 2018. That's a Great Gatsby theme.
Good.
Assuming I didn't burn my
calendar.
My bridges. Yeah.
I'll put it on my calendar for 2018.
Yeah, like leave the. Are you busy that day?
I think I'm working late that day.
I think you just don't want to hang out with us.
No, I do. I do. It just they schedule me really far out work.
You don't want to shoot a guy in a pool.
Oh, I do.
Oh, did I just ruin the movie for you?
Oh, man.
It's a book.
Okay.
And
a movie. Okay. But it was fun. I know. I'm glad they're doing another one. Because, I do. It sounded fun. It did. I actually really wanted to go.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I couldn't.
Well, assuming I didn't burn my bridges. Geez, is that your neck?
Yeah. Well, I didn't think I'd pick it up.
It definitely did.
Definitely did. That's all right.
Yeah.
Let's see what other bodily functions we can pick up.
Oh, God.
Which other bodily?
So what did I miss while I was gone, Gay?
Jay, what did you miss?
Talked about the comedy night at the Riddler's.
Yeah.
You missed this.
Fuck. Anal plundering.
What? You missed that.
Don't do this every time.
Anal plundering?
Yeah.
You had my curiosity.
No.
Now you have my
heart. Oh no, we just talked about the show at the Riddler last night and some things like that. So
I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I tried to convince my friends to come out, but they were all being homebodies.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
You
that's right.
Well, you can go out though.
I already promised them.
Promised who?
My friends.
That you wouldn't go out.
No, that I was going to barbecue with them. And afterwards, we played board games.
What'd you play?
We played Monopoly.
How fun. That's
actually
terrible.
Hate that game.
That's
awful.
Everyone
no
hates
one likes that
people
game.
People that like Monopoly are worse than, like, bad people.
Like, I imagine that's their go-to game at NAMBLA meetings. And like, they love it. It's like their favorite. So.
Yep.
I didn't know you were a member, though.
Oh, yeah. Card carrying.
Oh, okay.
The secret handshake.
Nothing about that
one
surprises
One pinky
me.
In the butthole.
Oh, God.
Not yours, mine.
I was going to say, you're a rookie. Like, right. Once you get up to my state, we get the gold card, which comes with a roadside service. For
just
when you're hiding
a
in the
kid
bush,
to blow
when there's
you
cops
on the road, oh the roadside service.
There goes our last couple of listeners.
Oh, sorry. When you pull, you said bushes. You said the bushes.
I was gonna say it's when you're. It's when the cops are in between your car and the bushes, and so a decoy shows up for you to. God, that's fucking gone now.
Sorry. Okay.
You ruined my set last night.
I know I did. I stepped
what
all over.
Yeah, how was Riddler's last night?
It was great.
Great.
It
was very so good. It was you, Phil, who else?
Greg and Lucas.
Yeah, nice and special way. Guest Lance Paulin, who, comic from L.A. You guys should look him up.
I've
he was
never
funny.
Seen him.
So. Really
he was too. Hilarious.
Yeah. So.
I think he was stoned.
Yeah, he looks like he might do drugs.
So did you guys have a good turnout?
Yeah, we had it was a great show.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. But we already talked about all that, Jay.
Sorry.
Listen to the rest of the episode.
You should have called in.
Yeah. So, Folger, you got anything else new coming up? Anything you're doing?
No. Now that Stray shut down, I don't have a...
Why did they shut down?
I don't know.
The whole business did?
Yeah, the club shut down.
Really?
What?
Yeah, how'd you guys not know that?
I did not know that. I don't...
Usually I'm the last guy to figure to hear these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was doing the drag shows there for a while, and that was
he's
good.
Doing, let's clear it up, he was doing comedy at the drag show.
Yeah, sure.
Or was he?
Yeah.
What
I guess they've been moving stuff.
I know my drag name.
What
it would
it?
Be a Julian Hammerstein.
That's a Julian? Wow. That's still a man's name.
Did you say, oh, Julia.
Okay.
Julia.
I thought you said porn star.
Jules.
Name.
Okay.
All right. I
don't have anything coming up. Though,
okay.
For the next,
that's all right.
I got 2 weeks. I'll be in doing stuff with the Army.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, taxpayers' dollars going for that.
So
good.
Much. So much waste.
Well, let's do this. I got a couple things I wanted to talk about. Then we'll do the. Let's do one quick rundown with Folger. This is a fun little list of questions I have, and then we'll do the news. Oh, we're going to do an hour. Well, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I'll tell you later. We're going to do the news in a second, though. So, Folger, we're going to do a little list of questions here. This is a barometer. I think it's a good, these are the good, this is a list of questions I've compiled over time that I think tells a lot about someone, and you can gauge what kind of person they are.
All right.
First question.
Yes.
If you could travel anywhere in the world, anywhere you wanted to go, but you had to take the person you hate the most with you, where would you go and who would you take?
I would go to Saudi Arabia because I would just leave Jay there.
Oh, my God.
Jay.
Because you want me to be beheaded?
That's like...
What?
Sorry, Jay, did you leave the front door unlocked?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, one second.
See, I'm not the only one who's worried about shit going wrong with their home.
The worst that's going to happen if he leaves his front door unlocked, though, is he's just going to, all the copper wiring is going to go missing.
Yeah, there's literally nothing else anyone could steal.
My mountain bike's upstairs. I'd be
no, that's all right.
That.
We got someone just coming down. So, okay, so I'm sorry. You said you'd go where?
Saudi Arabia and see if you have to take Jay because she's, and I'd just leave her. So
you know what? I look real good in a burqa, so
you're gonna look real good in a pit with rocks on top of
you. You're fucking horrible.
Wow. Well,
no,
listen, I need Jay for the show. Okay,
thank you.
Listen.
I don't know. I don't have anyone that I hate though. I'm not a hateful person.
All right.
I can. Yeah. Not no one that I'm gonna admit. While
not even
recording.
Like a celebrity. It doesn't have to be somebody like you know personally.
All right. I'd probably. God, I'd really love to take, like, Bill O'Reilly.
All right, there's a good one.
Somewhere. Or a friggin' no, you know what? I'd take a John Oliver.
John Oliver?
Yeah. Oh, John it's Oliver. So unpopular for a comic to hate John Oliver, but like I mean just I'm just he's so fucking pretentious.
Is he too liberal or is he too British? Or
both. Okay. It's just both. Like, we get it. You hate Trump. Like, we get it. Can you do the rest of your show now? Like, I feel like that's what every night comedian, like, that has a show needs to hear. Like, we get it. You hate Trump. Can you just do your show now? Like, I don't want to watch news when I'm watching late night TV.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a shitty question, though. I'm just going to put that on the record.
I think Joe's out there. Sorry, we've got people joining us in the studio. You can see right there, Joe. I completely lost train of thought. So that's an. I always like that question though, because what it does is it's. Do you go to your favorite place, but you have to bring the person you hate the most, or do you just or do you go somewhere shitty because you're going with someone shitty? Because you have to take the person you hate the most. And like enjoy it could ruin your favorite place you've always wanted to go.
Well, that's just a weak-minded person would let it ruin it. Like you didn't say that you have to be with them the entire time.
You got to take them. They're with you.
No, this is like when you make a wish from a genie, you got to cover these things. You know, you got to.
Okay. Always a loophole.
There's always a loophole.
All right. I need. All right. Next, let me get ready here. What song would they play at your funeral?
Ooh.
Not if you had to choose. Not like what would they play? Like
what song do I want played at my funeral?
Right. They wouldn't. Yeah.
That's a tough one. That is a really tough one. I think it would be Tequila.
Tequila.
Dun, 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 dun.
Really, and then when the very Latin stereotype
when the last part that he says tequila comes out, my body's just gonna come out and go tequila because I'm never gonna die, bitches.
Like a Weekend at Bernie's style, or like a marionette pop you up.
Oh, yeah. Confetti.
Yeah, I know. Just like, believe me, if I die, I'm taking some of you with me. So, like,
oh my god, that's threatening.
Climbing a clock. He's gonna put on a pretty skirt and climb a clock tower.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Speaking of music,
are those the two questions?
No, there's more.
Oh Jesus! Okay.
I need your best or worst guilty pleasure song.
We did this already.
Did you? Did we?
Yeah, I picked a Creed song.
Oh, you did, you son of a bitch!
And I sing along to it. Yeah.
All right, we need another one from you.
Another one? I'd probably pick guilty pleasure would be. That's tough, like, because I don't know. Probably the one Adele song, Someone Like You.
The fact that you even know the name of an Adele song is
I know. Well, and I know all the words to that song.
Wow. Someone asked me about Adele today, because they were asking, like...
He works at a computer store.
Oh, the yeah, that's the type of comedy you can see from Folger Emerson, folks. Mostly nerd tech based comedy.
So techy.
Somebody asked me if I liked Drake, and I like no. So not even a little bit. And I go, actually, I think I actively dislike him. And then I go, but I listen to a lot of music, but I just don't. I really like a lot of hip hop too. But I just don't. I hate Drake. And this girl goes, "Do you like Adele?" And I'm like, "Well, that's a big jump from Drake to Adele." But I have no feelings on her. I don't know any of her music. So,
to me, Drake will always be the crippled kid from Degrassi. Did you guys ever watch that show?
Look, just because he's black doesn't mean he's crippled. It's not. It's not a crippling thing.
No, he was in the wheelchair.
God, you're so fucking.
It was like the shitty Canadian soap opera that I watched.
People in wheelchairs have more rights than women in this country, though. So really, you're the disabled one.
Yeah, thank God.
So, am I supposed to sing along?
Oh, you can.
Because I'm going to.
Don't sing it. Oh, I do know. I have heard this song.
Yeah, everyone's heard this
song. Yeah, I masturbated this song.
Well, whip it out, because it's about to happen.
Wow, Folger.
That you settle down, that you... found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came
true. It's like I don't know which one I'm listening to.
Guess he gave you things.
They just meld together.
Yeah, it's like the same I didn't one, give one to voice.
You. If you were masturbating right now, this would be my least favorite podcast.
Why are you? Can we just join hands while we sing along?
No, we don't have to touch you. Charles, if he's touching me, he has to touch you too.
Oh, what the fuck?
I don't want to be alone in this.
All right, come on, Deez.
On, bro.
I hate to turn up out of the blue.
Listen, this,
I'm uncomfortable.
This is how. This is,
I didn't wash after I took a leak, too. And I'm not going to say which hand.
This is. It's both. Are you,
why do you hold.
Shh. Everyone sing along.
Don't act like it takes both hands to hold your cock.
Yeah.
It does.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
This is a weird moment for us.
I wish nothing but the best for you. You should take a picture, Joe. Don't forget me. I remember you saying sometimes you last in love and sometimes you just jack off.
I feel like this is the scene right before we all like kill each other.
Everyone's gonna
like, murder
die.
Suicide.
He's like, about Folger's like, about to murder suicide us.
I'm never letting go.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know whose hands are sweaty, but I think it's mine.
Yeah.
I think yes.
Time flies. Are you ready for the harmonizing? Are we ready for the harmonizing?
Like the whole
No, song. I'm gonna harmonize this next part.
The whole song. Okay. How long is
this? No,
this
I can't
is,
okay.
This is the extended remix. Okay, yeah. we're gonna call it.
Good thing I didn't pick a Celine Dion song. Yeah. That was just.
Gross. Ew, don't touch me.
Too late.
I like all of you less now. All
right.
Maybe I won't take you to Saudi Arabia.
Fuck you, Jay.
I'm sorry, Tress. Yeah, I like you the most still because you were the furthest away from me during that encounter.
We need to see those pictures because that's like.
All right.
What picture?
Next song.
Joe was
next,
taking pictures.
Next, next question. This is a critical one. Favorite. If you're gonna order a pizza, best pizza topping. It can be multiple toppings, but what's your go-to?
Chicken.
Chicken on a what the fuck is chicken?
No. You probably do like a white
like a
sauce
whole
pizza,
chicken.
Just a chicken.
Just like a chicken, not even cooked. Just like a chicken.
No, like it's alive.
Still.
I'm just lonely.
Like,
yeah, I just
want a
want
chicken.
A I can't keep dogs alive.
Yeah, listen.
Chickens are less
listen,
expensive.
You can order a pizza with pepperoni on it and eat for a day, but you order a pizza with a chicken on it, you can eat forever. Just eat those eggs. Just keep going.
Yeah. Oh,
so wait. So anything I said was a topping. Like, and then I love like a brand new fucking truck.
Like a Lamborghini.
Like, yeah.
something edible.
Covered in cheese.
You could eat a Lamborghini.
Yeah, no, that red sauce is gonna take the paint off. That's not good.
So that's
no,
chicken.
Yeah.
That's
you want chicken?
Yeah, like chicken. Grilled chicken.
You want grilled chicken?
No, so like the best pizza in the world is like you get a pan crust with olive oil and garlic sauce.
Okay.
And then mozzarella base.
Okay.
And then you put some chicken, some bacon, some sausage, some olive.
Okay, so
some
now,
ground
we're,
beef.
Now we're talking.
Okay, I think so like all of the
I think you just made a lasagna. I think you're talking about lasagna now.
You put another layer of cheese, sprinkle in a little bit of heroin, just to keep you going.
Yeah, right.
And then
because I want to pass out in my pizza.
Well, your heart's going to explode before you get to that layer.
Yeah.
So. Well, the pizza's only like it's the size of a bagel, but it's really tall.
Yeah, it's cylindrical.
Yeah, you have to eat it like Homer eats a bunch of donuts.
I don't know if you understand pizza. So okay, you want chicken. Chicken pizza.
What's your top? Am I allowed to ask these questions back, or
no,
like, am I on
not.
Trial here? Okay.
It's my show.
objection.
The just
we
so
shared a
like,
moment.
Oh, wait,
for one glorious time, our bodies were connected, and you're just gonna throw
yeah,
me out.
Just let it go.
I like
yeah.
how you said these are the questions you ask to get to know a person. I'm just imagining you on a first date, just grilling
Have,
a woman.
Do you ask these questions on a first date?
No, I don't go on dates.
Do you ask your prostitutes these questions?
No, I just ask if they're cops. Gotta tell me to trap it. It's not true. They don't have to. Learned that the hard way. So are you talking white sauce or red sauce?
No, olive oil and garlic for
okay,
a sauce.
Okay, olive oil and garlic and chicken. All right, that's not a bad. That's all right. I can appreciate that. I asked someone that question one time, and the first words out of their mouth were, what did they say? Oh my God. Not asparagus, but what's the
Brussels sprouts?
No, what's one that looks like a little like a
artichoke?
Artichoke. So it's an artichoke, and I go done. You're done already. I don't want to fucking hear anything else you have to say.
You're fired.
Yeah, I'm done with your pizza. If your first choice is artichoke, how low is your self-esteem that you chose artichoke as your first pizza choice? You can go anywhere, and you're like, oh, just I don't know, like. Just an old pine cone, maybe.
That's like the kid at the chocolate factory in Willy Wonka's like, go ahead and enjoy everything. And he's like, I'm just going to read the nutritional information first. Like, no, you dumb kid. Like, right. Take a jump into that chocolate river.
Right, he goes for like the oatmeal cookie.
That's right.
Yeah. I love oatmeal cookies, though.
Yeah.
I can't get down the oatmeal cookie. Okay. Right. So now one last question. And this is for you now. It's your turn. And I'm going to open this up to the whole table. You get to ask everyone here one question, any question you want.
So it's just a game
of answer
truth or truth.
Yeah.
All right, we're not obligated to answer that, though.
Yeah, you are. Mm.
Truth or truth? I get to answer people?
You get to ask.
Oh, I get to ask. All right. And you guys don't get to ask me a question?
Right. We answer the question you want to know.
all right. Jay. This is tough. All right, what? Because we were talking about this the other day. So, like, if you could just narrow it down to like one thing, like, what was it you found most attractive about Hitler?
Oh yes.
Well, why don't I remember this conversation?
Because you were probably too busy trying to get a $700 trip to Tuscany.
Oh God, the most attractive quality.
Yeah,
of
if you had to pick, what's the most attractive quality about Hitler? It could be physical or just his ideas.
You know, he had a really nice brow line. You know,
brow line? Was that his wife?
Brow line. Yeah, you know, he had a strong brow, and I like that in a man.
Let it be known that Jay's attracted to Hitler.
No, nope, come on.
All right. Man, this is—you should have like told me this was gonna happen.
Yeah,
that's really
fun.
Hard.
Spontaneity.
All right, so like, describe your biggest deal breaker in a woman. Like, it could be the most attractive, hottest. Like, everything about her is perfect.
Vagina.
But this one.
No, sorry.
she has one.
So you want a dick?
The biggest deal breaker. God, so many jokes. I'm gonna let those go. I'm gonna try to answer this honestly, kind of. Biggest deal breaker in a woman. Well, there's so many options. Where do you go? My biggest deal breaker in a woman is if. Oh boy, I want to. It's probably. Let's say if she watches Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That can't be a deal breaker.
Yo,
like this is the perfect woman. This is the perfect woman. Like she's gorgeous, loves you. She's chill.
Okay,
like,
I got it. I got it. Herpes.
No, that's fair enough.
That's a deal breaker.
All right.
Yeah. I had a girl tell me she had herpes. She was in my bed taking her clothes off, and then she tried to tell me she had. She's like. Never said it, but was going towards that. I'm like, you have to leave. I'm like, this is not, I can't. That's not going to happen.
Damn.
Like that's,
straight
yeah.
gave her the boot.
Oh, yes. Of course I did.
Well,
yeah.
At least she told you. Sucks you got it later from that prostitute. But
No, I already had it, Folger.
All right, Chaz.
Didn't want to start rumors, though.
Question. What was running through your head as we were holding hands? And singing, and second part of that question is, do you find my singing lovely?
I'll answer the first part first. Just really nothing.
That hurts.
Yeah.
No, it's just because he was so caught up in the moment of just being with you that there was nothing.
We were holding hands for 45 minutes.
He didn't need to think.
Right. Yeah. or he had to dissociate from his body to get through it.
I think that's what it was. Like, I was
like
going
a sexual assault victim.
Yeah. And then yeah, your singing's charming, man. You should come into the piano bar on Sundays after comedy.
He did sing last.
I sing Uptown Funk.
Oh right, that was awesome.
Yeah. I kept saying the N word though, so they didn't let me finish.
Yeah. Oh no.
Yeah,
no way. You really got cut off for saying
No. That, you should get cut off if you say the N-word out of karaoke. Like, that's not even, like, why does that surprise you? Why did they kick you off stage for saying that?
Stuck up assholes. God, I swear to God.
You need to line up a bit.
I just thought it'd been so funny.
Police state, jeez.
What if it's a part
like that
of
song doesn't even have the N-word in it. They're just adding N-words.
I wrote a joke with Aaron Weir in mind.
Oh, that's a bad scenario already.
I knew this joke was going to make only him laugh. And I'm never going to tell it on stage, but I'll tell it here. But it just, I saw him the other day and I was like, dude, I wrote this joke like 6 months ago and I've been wanting to tell it to you. And he's like, all right. So I was like, this is a joke. Have you ever sneezed and accidentally said the N-word?
Has that happened to Aaron Weir?
I know, but he lost his shit. He thought it was the most hilarious thing I've ever said. And I don't know why I knew he would find that funny, but I knew no one else ever would.
And yeah, he was Aaron's an interesting guy. The little elf of comedy. So in comedy.
The elf and degenerates.
That's right. All right, Jay, there's your questions.
Thank you. Those were riveting questions.
You ready with some news?
Yep.
All right.
It's time for the consensual news with Jay. She's going to tell you what's going on in the world today.
Who's singing this?
Aaron Catherine
Propaganda
Parks.
Time, so
super
let's
talented,
be inspired. Celebrity in sports.
Can I talk during
Donald
this?
Trump.
I listened to the song that the improv chicks have shined out.
Hold on, let's see. Yeah, hold on.
And this is the end to her new song.
All right. Who
did you have? Emily Butler and Melissa Rice, and they sang a song about Godzilla's Misunderstood. Yeah. I listened to that episode, and I think those two women are very talented and beautiful and great improvisers, but I think they could have done so much more with the song. And I found myself singing a version of it that was 10 times
better. You want to sing it?
I forgot it now, but I can't talk shit about them because their team beat mine at the debates, and they're incredibly talented and funny.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that just – it surprised me that – Godzilla.
Yeah, we were pretty drunk at that point. I think we were pretty hammered at that. That was pretty late. That was post show.
We had pint
impromptu
glasses of vodka.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a pretty.
That was a solid episode.
All right, Jay. What do you got?
Oh God, there's so much. So to start with, outside of our country, so Sunday evening, a gay sex party in Indonesia was raided. The police detained.
Would they give it a 10?
Rated.
Oh, sorry.
Rated.
Yeah, rated. Got it.
Police detained 141 men.
I know there's a Yelp for that.
Right?
No, you're not looking hard enough.
So the police detained 141 men during the raid, and they're holding them. In Indonesia, homosexuality isn't a crime except for in the really conservative capital of Jakarta.
Yeah, but they weren't in Jakarta. You're not reading the whole story. It was 140 men having sex with one dude.
Yeah, Jakarta.
That's different. Yeah. That's a horrible gang.
Jakarta is actually a Malaysian sex move.
Anyways, so while this is a horrible act of discrimination, what really shocked me about the story, other than
wait, where's the discrimination part?
Shut the fuck up.
No, I didn't. I meant it's not a crime.
They arrested these. No, except for that capital.
Oh, where they were.
So
you're leaving out
the best part. It was in a sauna.
Well, how
it was. It was a gym and sauna where they were having a sex party. But it's 141 people.
Okay.
What?
Well, here's the deal. If you if you live in a country where gay sex is not illegal in the vast majority of it, and you only do it, you have a gay sex party in the one place legal, I feel like that's your fault. Like, you're trying to live on the edge. You're adding spice to, it's like when couples start choking each other and shit like that, because they don't you need to ramp it up, you know, like putting out cigarettes on
each
other.
The sex party was being promoted called the Wild One, so you know that's pretty wild to do it in the only place where it's illegal.
Okay.
It says here that 140 men at a sauna in the capital on suspicion of having a gay sex party. So there's an undercover gay cop. He's like, Chief, you gotta hear this. There's all sorts of stirrings about a gay sex party at a gym. Like, we need you to get in there and do more groundwork.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh God, no! I got a wife and kids, Chief.
How did you know there was a gay sex party? Well, there was 140 dudes in a sauna that holds 12 people.
It didn't even start out as a gay sex party. Wait. Someone lost the contact and just went downhill. Yeah, yeah. From there.
Platonic things can happen in a bathhouse.
Right, apparently.
Like reach around.
Yeah. I like the idea of when you're the undercover cop and you're talking to your other buddies after work and you're like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm doing coke with hookers, trying to bust this coke and hooker ring. What are you doing? I'm blowing 140 dudes in a sauna in Malaysia. Like,
he takes his undercover role really seriously.
Yeah. Like, you got the gangster undercover cop, and he's like, I've stared down the barrel of a loaded gun. Don't question me. Well, I mean, I've stared down things, too.
It gets weird out there in the streets.
Yeah, that was weird.
I'm gonna hijack every story you read and bring out the real
you
truth.
You hijack everything. Good Lord.
I just hijack.
Get on a plane.
What's
wow.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
Yeah. We don't need to get on a watch list, Jay. Wow. We don't need the government listening to this show.
There would never.
Yeah.
okay.
Like Trump's a fan.
The government's listening, right? Like, I'm a federal employee.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, shit, that's right. Yeah, you should watch what you say, man.
I have been. I've said nothing that is, as for the record.
You were talking about the attractive traits in Hitler.
You were.
Okay, well, he is no longer a threat.
Okay, that's fair.
I think.
That's fair.
So.
Speaking of terrorism in Manchester, they just had a bombing at an Ariana Grande concert that killed 19 people.
Yeah, it's called her music.
Oh my God. Why would you pick the story, Jay?
Ariana Grande.
Because that just happened.
Is it Grande or Grande?
Grande.
It's Grande.
You should know this.
No, but I don't ever know. Like, I don't know if how
she's
Latin
our people,
she is.
Man.
She's Argentinian.
Okay, how do Latin
what
people
is
say it?
I don't know. I will know. I mean, I don't know what she. I don't
Latin
know
people don't go to Starbucks. I don't know how they say it.
Yeah. there was a bombing.
So there was a bombing. 19 people died. 50 are injured. And yeah, so they think that was obviously terror related because nobody just like shows up with a bomb. They're like, oh, this is going pretty well. But
this isn't gonna go off here. Is
let's spice this party up.
crank it up.
They were going to bomb somewhere else, but they really wanted to catch the concert.
I mean, I like Ariana Grande, so... Yeah.
I don't know any of her music. What does she do?
Less conversation, let's go a little more, touch my body.
God, was that her?
Is that her, or
yeah,
is
that's
that her,
Ariana
are you sending
Grande.
Me a message right now?
No, that's Ariana. I know a couple of Ariana Grande songs.
She's awesome.
Is she?
Yes.
Jay, you're the fan. What is Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande.
Ariana. See, I'm really bad at this.
Side to Side, I think is
side
one of them.
That's not a good one.
I like that one.
No, the...
You like Adele. Don't talk to me.
You don't like Adele?
No.
You hate talent?
Featuring Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
Let's suppose that
Sorry, one second. Get through this thing. Nicki Minaj. This sounds like a bad combination already. I'm not happy about it.
You don't like Nicki Minaj either? Ariana.
Ugh. Wow, I am.
She just said Ariana, so it's out there. Got me rocking side by side.
This is like great. This is great.
Yeah, that bass. Yeah.
This is good when you're on the beach and you're just drinking cocktails and just dancing at night.
How like I live my life, bro.
Is it?
That was really generous, Deez.
That's the only time it's like palatable, even. You know, because you're just like listening to the bass line. You don't care what the. It's got a little steel drum rhythm. You can kind of move your body to it at least, but that's about it.
She's got. Look up her one song, "A Little Less Conversation."
I don't like that.
No, that's a good poppin' song.
Less conversation.
I like that one. I listen to nothing but the radio because I don't have tapes for the tape player in my car.
This song?
Maybe. I know the chorus.
It is.
This is it?
Yeah.
Is Ariana Grande hot?
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she looks like Jay, but like not as mouthy.
Not at all. She's like Hispanic and super different.
Are you not Hispanic?
No.
Like,
not even a little.
That's look at that.
She is attracted to Hitler, so.
Yeah, that's true. All right, where's the hook?
It's coming. It's happening. It'll get better. Here it comes. It's good. It's good.
The last one was better.
I'm out. I'm tapping out.
What kind of music do you guys like?
Everything that's tastefully well done.
That's the most pretentious thing I've ever heard.
I really like Riverdance. Honeymoon Inn. Okay, this is terrible.
Is that what it's called? Honeymoon Inn?
There's something weird about her. She's hot, but there's something off about her.
Seriously?
Yeah, that she looks like a 12-year-old. Which is weird for you.
Yeah. That's cool. All right, I like her more now. that's weird. There's something off about her. I can't tell what it is. All right.
So that's like, that sucks. Like, I don't understand why someone would blow up a concert or like pick an Ariana Grande song.
Because a lot of people, and it was where in Britain?
Yeah, it was in Britain, Manchester.
Manchester.
Was it while she was singing?
It was near the end of the concert, so at least they had the decency to wait till her performance was mostly over.
don't do it in the middle of a song like an asshole.
Yeah, like,
until in between songs. Everyone knows that to blow up the concert.
Yeah. But that sucks for Ariana Grande, because like now, like, how's she gonna write songs about like that? You know, is she gonna turn into like maybe like an alternative artist,
like a serious artist?
Yeah, that writes like.
I mean, you would joke. Obviously, it's not her fault, but you know, at her event, 19.
Like,
because like if somebody dies while you're performing, like as a comedian, if somebody died while I was performing, it's just like chance.
Is it a result of my
jokes? Because
you
were so funny.
No, it's because we're at chance. It's two pimps got in a fight.
Right.
I don't know.
You know, if that was at chance, that was going to happen regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody dies at chance every night.
We need some uplifting news now, Jay. Is there anything like...
I never talk about uplifting stuff.
Did they invent something cool this last week?
No, so let's talk about the crazy fucking Trump week that we've had.
Oh, God. I was going to say... There it is. You said it.
Yeah, no, of course we're going to get there.
I'm going to be very limited in what I can say, as I'm still currently serving in the military. Okay. So I will just...
All right, what about this crazy Trump
week? Offer sound bites.
Well, I assume we all know, but... So it started with the firing of James Comey. And then,
rightfully so,
which then I think it was the next day where he met with two Russian officials. One was the ambassador who was
James
corresponding.
Comey did? It's
with,
good thing they fired him.
One was the ambassador who was corresponding with Michael Flynn. Another is a Russian spy.
Michael Flynn?
Yeah, and they wouldn't even let American reporters and media in there, but they did let the Russian media in there, who took pictures, shows him like basically jacking them off, just the biggest shit-eating grin on his face. Then we find out that he revealed code word information to them.
Where is this coming from? What's your source?
Have you not watched the news at all?
Don't ever watch the news.
I don't watch the news either. They kind of lie a lot.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like you just get this all from John Oliver. Like, is that... do you watch a lot of Last Week Tonight?
Anyways, it's all over the news. So Oliver. He released code word information to Russians. So that's potentially treasonous. And then also he, while Comey was still in his employ, tried to get him to suppress the investigation to Michael Flynn.
I feel like this
is
all
a
hearsay.
Potential... no.
How do they know that he gave secrets to Russians? You said because your evidence is that he had a picture of him smiling with them.
No, that's
like,
not
I smile
evidence.
When I'm around anyone
there
foreign.
There have been leaks from the White House.
I don't...
Bolger, if you don't watch the news, I can't really debate it with you because you don't actually
know. I'm like a great representation of an American voter. Like, I will debate this shit with you in my uninformed...
Without any knowledge to the subject.
Yeah.
And are the Russians that bad?
There have been leaks from the White House.
Yeah, I thought the Cold War was over.
Yeah. If there's leaks in the White House, somebody call a plumber.
Oh, my God.
Like, I like Russian people.
So anyways, now there's talk about obstruction of justice.
Nothing's going to happen to him.
If these memos prove to be true, and if that is true, I mean, Nixon was impeached for obstruction of justice.
Yes.
Potentially, Trump could be as well. But where does that really lead us? It would still be a Pence presidency with his exact same administration. So it's not exactly better.
No.
You think that could have been the plan all along, though? Like...
I don't know. I don't think they're that shrewd necessarily. But I mean, so when Trump was elected or was
inaugurated.
No, when they chose him as the Republican candidate.
When he won the primary.
Right. He was looking for vice presidents and not Kucinich. Who did he call? maybe it was Kucinich. He called someone, one of the guys who was running, mm-hmm. And you know, didn't get the Republican nod. And they asked his son, Trump, Baron Trump,
yeah.
called him, and this guy, was it Kucinich? I think it was.
His, anyway. Youngest son?
Yes. No, I'm sorry. Trump Jr. The oldest son. Not Baron. Baron's the kid. He goes, he calls me, he goes, Trump, you know, we would like you. They offered him the vice presidency, essentially. And he goes, you will be the most powerful vice president of all time. You will run domestic and foreign affairs and, like, list all these things. And basically, president, you know, George. And he goes, well, what's Trump going to be doing? And his son's answer was, making America great again. Like, that's how you sell your vice president on running
right?
with you. So, of course, you know, everything, I mean, Trump, I don't think many of ideas are Trump's. He's got a cabinet, he's got vice president, he's got advisors. He doesn't have a lot of actual, original ideas. He's just there, you know.
But besides the scandal of an impeachment, don't you think the Republican Party would almost kind of prefer to have Mike Pence? Because while he's... As conservative, if not more conservative, he's at least tempered. He wouldn't be the type right. of embarrassment. Like every
yeah, it's
day,
more of a face of a politician.
Every day
but.
There's a new scandal with Donald Trump. He is trashing the
but
Republican
you know what?
Party.
You know what? Every day there's a new scandal, but also every day it's also I'm not to say that he's not an idiot and he's not doing mm-hmm. bad shit or dumb shit or whatever, but the fucking leftist liberal media is very much looking for things and spinning things and blowing things out of proportion at times. Some things are like obstruction of justice, obviously a big deal, but they're nitpicking and trying to find things because they are opposed to him. So they're trying to find things to talk about and to blow it out of proportion and really like hammer him constantly.
But they're not making up fake facts. You know, there's still... good journalism.
Yeah, there's it's not necessarily making up facts, but it's spinning it to create something out of nothing. You know, some things are real issues.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that. But there's a lot of things that they talk about that are just trying to keep it in like just constantly. It's like, listen, he is the president now. If it's something like a real issue comes up, let's talk about it. But otherwise, like, how about just fucking kind of, he's going to get his time in. He's going to do what he wants to do as president.
But if he's committing crimes.
No, crimes is another story. I agree with you.
Potentially what we're facing
right now. That's a different story.
But it's still potentially, you know? Like, and I think for people to say that, like, they're embarrassed by Trump, and you hear that all the time, like, you know, we're embarrassed by Trump. But I think that you need to stop being so easily embarrassed by someone you're never going to meet. Like, I'm embarrassed for other things as an American. You know, I'm not embarrassed by Trump at all. I'm embarrassed by the Baconator burger.
Right.
Like, it's like, what country? Like, there's dying kids that don't even have, like, water, and then they see, like, Americans eat a four-layer patty burger with bacon in between each one, and you have the option to add more bacon
right.
to it?
Yeah.
But
like,
Folger,
that's so embarrassing.
Trump is the Baconator burger come to life. So that's
no
why.
Comment.
I'm embarrassed.
No, because you think he's delicious?
Yeah.
You want him in your mouth?
You know, he looks like Cheetos, so maybe.
God, now you want... So Hitler and Trump
gross,
in one episode. So.
I think, yeah, we can move on. I can't get political with shit.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, we're going to...
I had to talk about it at least a little bit.
Let's save any more news. We're going to do a little more. We'll talk about that in a minute. But okay. We're... I think we've come to the part of the show where... let me find it. Hold on. Sorry. Behind the eight ball here. Here we are. So, Folger, this is the part of the show where we say a lot of, make jokes and can be mean-spirited at times and very sharp and vitriolic. So this is the part of the show we end every episode by saying nice things about each other.
This is a good part.
Yeah. So I'll start. Jay, my dearest Jay. I love your mind, and I love your confidence and your your spirit. You have a unique individual that is dedicated to what they believe in. I appreciate that about you.
Thank you for that very generic answer.
That's not generic. Jesus Christ.
Wow, wait a minute.
You know what? Hold on.
Why would you fuck this up? The first one out of the bat and you're going to fuck it up.
This is better.
He paid you a really decent compliment.
You know what? Every fucking time. Like, I'll compliment Jay on, like, a physical trait. Because she'll have, like, she got her hair cut a couple weeks ago. I'm like, oh, your hair looks real good. She's like, I fucking always just physical shit. So then I like talk about other things. And I try and talk about how, you know, that she's a strong-willed person and confident, like has a unique mind. God fucking, what about my tits today, motherfucker? Jesus Christ. It's one thing or another. I can't win with you. I try to give you a real fucking compliment. Just be a bitch about
Thank it. Thank you, D. That was good.
Moving on. Seamless transition. Traz.
Somebody?
How you doing?
How you doing, man?
Thank you for all your support and everything. The show and at Riddler's. You make the show at Riddler, the Riddler, great every week. People, I'm glad that you're there and able to sling and drinks, keeping people entertained on that side of the bar too, as well, you know, as well as the other side. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Folger, thanks for doing the show at Riddler last night. You were great. Excuse me, I just want to throw up when I talk about you.
That's high praise.
Your tits look great too. I wish you came out more. You're not around as much because you know you got shit you're doing. So and, you know you got a bad foot, so you can't get.
It's mostly better now.
But come out more. And I'm sorry, Stray isn't happening because you were killing that place. So, but I think they moved everything to the pin.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna accept that compliment like a gentleman. And try to hide my boner.
As a normal person.
I'm sorry.
All right, sweet, I'll go. All right, start with Folger. I appreciate you coming on the show, and I appreciate you performing in the show last night. That was really awesome. I like your presence and energy. I like that you're sort of not afraid to like speak your mind, and you can really flip shit to people. That's nice. And yeah, keep it up, man.
Thank you. Yeah. So nice.
Jay, I liked your outfit today.
Oh, thank you.
yeah, just that.
Just thank you to that.
Thank you, Travis. That's really
yeah,
sweet.
Welcome. Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
Yep. Desert Bloom Festival, what is that?
I don't know. I just bought it at Target.
Oh, okay. Well, just minus 1 or 2 points for that. Okay. But I thought you actually went to a festival, and I was like, dude, that's so dope.
I mean, no, I went to a festival. In the
right
desert.
On, cool. Well, you're like way trendy and cool now, so I think that's awesome. All right. Deez, I appreciate you as a business person and a professional. I think it's really awesome that you brought the comedy showcase to the Riddler. That's like literally my favorite thing all week long now. I look forward to it every week, so yeah, thank you for that.
Of course, it's been a good show.
Are you going?
Oh, no, you can go first.
Okay.
Sorry.
I feel like as the guest, I should go last, so you go ahead, Jay. Yeah, sure. I gotta think of some stuff now.
All right. Deez.
Yes.
Thank you for your everlasting patience. You know, sometimes I'm gonna leave stuff on at my home. Sometimes I'm not. And I appreciate you, letting me do my thing. As always, it's lovely to fight with you on air, and I'm glad that you appreciate the mind and my body. So thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're going to be so
I lied.
Stifling about that. You don't appreciate my body, just my mind. That's okay. Dress. So. Your hair looks great. Did you cut it?
Oh, geez. Is that like one of those Hannah Tilly compliments?
No, I'm serious. I don't know. What's a Hannah Tilly compliment?
Very backhanded compliment.
We say, oh, your hair looks good. Did you cut it?
Oh, okay. Not like you specifically, like other people.
Oh, yes. Somebody else said, I went into my, this one lady that was recommended by my buddy, and she did a fabulous job. I was really stoked about it.
Oh, it's really nice.
Thank you.
Other than that, though, you are a delightful person, always fun to converse with and party with. So,
straight up, thank you.
Yeah, it's lovely to see you again. I'm Folger, my longtime comedy bud. It's really fun chatting with you as per usual. Thank you for joining me and the other actors at the Casablanca event, and I hope you will join us at the Great Gatsby one next year.
Put it on your calendar.
Yeah.
2018.
I hope you're not busy that day. Save the date.
Yeah, because I am, so.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, so, Jay,
I know, it's hard. You can pass if you want to.
Can we, like, go back to her?
Yeah.
Okay, Deese, yeah. You dress so nice, and you're doing a great job putting on quality shows in Spokane, really, really building the comedy life, the comedy scene, and I think that's awesome, giving a lot of opportunities to a lot of comics, and it motivates us to work harder, you know, because I know you as a person, you're not just going to throw, you know, anyone on a show. So it makes the comics better and it makes the comedy scene better. So thank you.
Thanks.
Traz, you made the best two drinks I've ever had last night. You gave me 2 7-on-7s. That's a total of 14 on 14. And I'd like to have my 14 on your 14, if you know what I'm saying.
That's almost as many as that Malaysian bathhouse.
That's funny. That's actually the metric system. So it's still pretty impressive. That's like 6.5. No, but yeah, no. I've never seen you work before, and it looks like you did a good job as a bartender. So yeah.
Yeah, thanks, man.
And Folger, you're just so fucking handsome. are we? And that's time. So
there you go. All right, that's it.
No, Jay. Yeah, you're probably one of my oldest comedy friends and one of my best comedy friends, and I love running jokes by you and just hanging out with you. You're one of the only comics that I can actually stand and just hang out with. You know?
Oh,
and so you look very nice today, and your new hair looks nice, and I look forward to hanging out with you more, and everyone more.
All right.
Thank you.
There you go.
Also, your tits are good.
Good.
They're a 4.
They're solid 4.
They are there. All
the
right.
Metric system.
It's
though.
Mainly just padding.
Yeah. 4 in metric is like how they grade the Olympics, like on a scale of 5.
Oh, ooh, okay. Wow. So it's out of 5. I thought it was out of 10. That's better.
Right. So
80%.
I can live with that.
80% there. All right. Well, that's the show, guys. Thank you for hanging out. We're going to get out of here for the week. Catch Folger around town.
Summers are always hard for me.
Yeah,
so.
he'll be around. Go to Spo Comedy. That's SPO and Comedy with a K. And you can get all the updates on the show at the Riddler, the drinking debate, all that stuff, and everything going on. So we can, lots of stuff. Folger will be on all of it, or most of it, or a lot of it. Yeah, and always, as always, guys, go to pantspending.com. Check out all the shows on the network. Go to Facebook, follow us, and subscribe to all the shows. Give us a good rating and review. And, help us out. All right, guys. Well, for the Social Hour, I am Deese, and for Jay and Traz and Folger, thank you for hanging out.
Thank you, guys.
And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to the Eagles, John Oliver, Hitler's wife, NAMBLA, Vietnamese whores, crippled people, Ariana Grande, and everyone at gay Malaysian sex parties. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week. Listen, you whores, I'm sorry. But you post a shitty party and got me hammered.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!